Hi, this is James Holland, Coach Comeback with This Stuff Really Works, and I'm still catching up on emails and comments, and I was writing my reply to someone right now. I'm not going to say the name. I hope they don't mind that I'm sharing the email, but I'm not going to mention any names. But as I was replying, I realized this is such a good question and something we all struggle with. I know I did. For a really, really long time. And the main question he says is, or this person, it has to do with really procrastination, not getting the things done in order to really make your business go to the next level and make whatever course or product you're working on work. Whether it's this course or something else you're working on, there's usually a reason that's holding you back from either getting the project done. And I really commend this person for being able to recognize that it is the person is saying they have a lack of motivation or desire. They know they have things that they should be getting done, like working on writing a report or getting your PDF done, or maybe scheduling a webinar, or just, you know, focusing on just driving traffic all day long to your offer, just really just sticking to something to get it done. And it comes down to lack of desire. So the question was, how do you motivate yourself to do something and be committed to it? How do you get yourself to want something so bad enough that you're willing to do it over and over, even after the many, many failures? Because let's face it, in this business, nothing is going to work 100% of the time. Doesn't matter what it is you're trying, you're going to have failures, and that's true in any business that you're doing. So the great question is, how do you get yourself motivated to do it even after the many failures? And I have one, I know there's could be lots of different variables that come into place, but there's one main feature that I've noticed between the people who were super successful and the ones who just had average results. And that desire comes from a lack of a dying need to get it done. That's what made the shift for me. When I really had my first success with, you know, version 1.0 with doing the webinar, I didn't have a choice. We had a large unexpected bill that needed to be paid within like 2 weeks. So I was forced to get out of my comfort zone and do a live webinar and teach something I knew in order to get a sale, because if I didn't make the money, a lot of bad things are going to happen. So I had known I wanted to do webinars for over a year, and always thought that was something I needed to learn more to do, and I had to prepare and learn PowerPoint. And I always made all these excuses for reasons why I couldn't do one, that I didn't know what to say, I'm not a good speaker, or couldn't put together a good presentation, I have no graphic skills. And I just came up with a ton of excuses why I couldn't do it. But when I got to the point where I didn't have a choice, I realized, you know, there was so much more things that were possible when you just take action. So one of the big motivation killers of all is comfort. If you are comfortable, and I see this a lot with people who have full-time jobs already, and that becomes the excuse as to why they don't have time to get the business created. And it's really not that at all. It's really the comfort. Whether you create the online business or not, you still have income coming in. You still have the job. Nothing really changes. If you get the project to work, yeah, you can visualize and think that things will be a little bit better, and you hope that you can do it one day and wish that you'll be able to quit. But you're comfortable. There's no real pressing desire to really get it done, so you kind of put half your effort into it, and you kind of go in thinking, I'm going to try this. If it works, great, but it probably won't work, because a lot of stuff online doesn't really work, and I've tried stuff before. But when you have that desire that says, I need to make this work, I don't have a choice that I'm going to stick to this until it does work because something needs to change. You know, like I said, sometimes it gets a little frustrating more recently now when people are calling me an overnight success, and that's absolutely insane. It's just funny to think. I mean, when everyone else is, you know, Friday night just passed and everyone else is going out, you know, I make the choice to stay home and answer emails till 3 a.m. in the morning. I make the choice to, instead of listening to music all the time when I'm driving, to listen to personal development and self-help things that are going to increase my business. I'm thinking at every moment, is what I'm doing right now getting me closer to the goal that I want? And in the email, the person says that, you know, they get home and they're thinking, yeah, that sounds like, you know, I got a lot of work to do. I could write this report. I could create a new product. I could learn more about copywriting. I could, you know, focus on how to drive more traffic. I could focus on making my offer better. But, you know, Breaking Bad is on and I really love that show and I got to watch it. It's the immediate result. You want that immediate quick fix, which is entertainment. So at that point, you choose to go watch TV for an hour or two, and then you say you don't have enough time to work on your business because you have other obligations, yet we still find the time to do these entertainment things that actually get us no closer to our ultimate goal. So really, it boils down to how bad do you want it? If you're comfortable and it's just something you're trying out, you'll never, ever have the motivation to see anything through. You'll try it a little bit and you'll quit. You'll refund. You'll go buy something else. You'll try it for 2 or 3 days. Doesn't seem like you're getting the results. You'll quit. Try something else because there's no pressing need. When you get to the point where you say, I'm not just testing this out to see if it works, that I'm doing this, I'm committed to this product, this choice, whatever I'm creating, I'm going to do this until it gets the result that I want, that's when everything changes. So if you want the desire to want it bad enough, set a goal for yourself that you absolutely must attain. Set a goal that says, this is something I want. I'm tired of the way things are right now and I want to change. So I'm committed to making sure that everything I'm doing with my free time is leading me one step closer to my goal. I always say you don't have to be the best every single day and get everything done. You just got to be better than you were yesterday. So I hope this helps. Hope this answers the question. If you're not motivated and you're procrastinating, and you're not getting things done and you realize you're spending a lot of time doing things that you know you are just time wasters on Facebook, watching TV, checking your phone, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, is not contributing to the goal of whatever it is you want to create with your online business. So make a choice not to be committed, not to try this out, not to see if something works and give it a go and see about it. Know that, again, that's why I call this stuff works. Is these aren't things that are based on it may or may not work for you. I'm telling you that this, I'm only giving you products that I've proven over and over again that work. That if you do it and stick to it, there's no choice but for it to work. So be committed to your goal. Make an intention to say that everything that I'm doing is going to hit my goal. And maybe you haven't set a big enough goal that makes you want to go after it. If your goal is, you know, make an extra $100 a month, maybe that's not enough to even get you motivated to do it. But I mentioned before, if your goal is to make enough to get your sick kid in operation, I guarantee that person is going to get it done because they've attached it to a goal that they must achieve, and nothing will stop someone who's on fire, who has a goal, who sets themselves an intention. Before you start getting in front of the computer or whatever your business is, set the intention of what it is you're going to get done that day and don't go to bed until it's done. That's the key. Working at it diligently, working towards the same goal every single day. Not today, I'm going to work on maybe I'm going to try this list building trick, and then tomorrow I'm going to try this new traffic trick I saw, and then the next day I'm going to try Facebook advertising. It just doesn't work like that. Find one thing, stick to it to the end, attach it to a goal that gives you desire, and get out of your comfort zones. Try something different, break free, and you will achieve amazing things. Good luck to you.